Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Zune height.
You know that's not real because my sneeze is way bigger than
exactly.
That.
At least you let it out. Thank you.
You're freaking out about
story. I don't want to do that story.
We want.
I don't.
We want to talk about sneezes that went wrong. For
yeah,
you?
Like bad.
Or if you know somebody who had a sneeze. Apparently a brawl broke out in a library in California.
It did.
Because somebody sneezed in the Sacramento State Library. Another person warned the sneezer that he was a health risk to other students.
And you need to leave.
Told him, yeah, you got to bounce.
And that didn't sit well.
A sneeze is not...
Yep.
It's an involuntary action.
It is, but you can kill people.
Sometimes when the words come out of your mouth, I wonder if even you believe it.
I believe it.
He was asked to leave. The two engaged in a stare down and then a beat down.
It was on.
Campus police and paramedics were called to the scene.
Jeez.
City firefighters had to come because somebody had an asthma or panic attack during the whole thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you can't have that.
So that sneeze sparked a brawl. We want to know what happened to you. With your sneeze?
Yeah.
This is the story that Steve wants to get to. This
no.
is the only one that he wants to get to.
I know.
Little D, I want you. Are you listening right
yeah,
now?
Please.
Because it is important
yep.
that you understand. Anytime sneezes come up, it turns into an intervention for Little D because he's a sneeze holder.
He is. And it's like,
it's the dumbest thing a human can do.
You can blow your head off.
I'm not going to say I get the big O out of a sneeze or anything. But it's definitely a satisfying thing.
Especially on that third one or that third. Oh. Yes, when you get them all.
It's like, and you're finally getting whatever
yeah.
it is. Especially when it's like an allergy or like a dust-related sneeze. It's your body trying to release something.
Totally.
Well, here's a dude, a British man, who decided to hold the sneeze.
God.
He plugged both of his nostrils and clamped his mouth shut.
Idiots!
And then he sneezed. It ruptured his throat.
Hello, what do you think is going to happen?
I would think your eyes would fly out.
Yeah, that can like bulge for sure.
Oh, that's right. But your eyes automatically close, right?
Yeah.
Nobody can sneeze with their eyes open. Is that a fact?
Biologically, it's impossible for the human body.
What if you had little eye speculums?
Like, I wonder. I bet
if
you they would
come flying out.
I don't know.
Doctors say this injury is very rare, but they warn people against blocking your nostrils to stifle a sneeze.
Well, Dave.
Suppressing sneezes can cause injured eyes, chest, ears.
See?
He's a perforated pharynx. Ooh, that's a good band name.
Perforated pharynx.
Perforated pharynx? Dude, I'm switching all to perforated pharynx. That's my... Pharynx in general is a good name.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Pharynx! Opening up for perforated pharynx. Anyway, it's impossible for him to swallow without extreme pain.
See?
And he has lost his voice.
Just let it out.
Here's another dude, part of Route 73 in Colebrookdale.
Oh, yeah, it's got...
Who named that town?
I know.
It was one of those towns where, like, we need a fox in it and a meadow in a hill. Fox Meadow Hills. Hill Run. Fox Meadow Hill Run.
Colebrookdale.
Colebrookdale is the name of three different cities, and they were just like, no, do all three. Route 73 in Colebrookdale has been shut down after a tractor trailer left the road because the driver had himself a little bit of a sneezing thing. He suffered a sneezing fit, left the road. Truck came to a rest right side up in an embankment just off the road between a guardrail and a tree.
Dang.
Did it actually...
Just because
so it just went
sneeze.
Off the road, but he didn't flip it over or anything.
Could have driven into people.
He could have. But you know what he did?
He let it out. Yep, see?
Here's a woman who let it out. Monique Jeffrey. She was lying in bed checking emails when she realized she had to sneeze.
Oh.
She sneezed, and it broke her neck.
It did.
It's like, what?
How she sneezed. Her C1 and C2 vertebrae collapsed. And her chin fell onto her shoulder, leaving her hunched over in agonizing pain.
Oh.
Her husband was at work. She had a newborn baby in the next room.
No.
She realized she couldn't move her neck and began to panic.
Yeah.
So she had to call the police or something. It doesn't really say. So she was placed in neck traction.
Oh,
she wearing like that halo thing?
Where they like drive those screws into your skull?
She was like,
I don't need that.
Yeah. She was, a manual device that immobilizes the neck muscles and allows them to heal for 14 weeks, made a full recovery. Within 3 weeks ago, she injured her neck again.
What?
I don't know. Yeah, somebody was making inappropriate jokes, and then she threw her head back laughing. So this woman could have a sneeze story and a laugh story. So this is what we want. Like, what has a sneeze done to you, for you? If you haven't let one out, what's the weirdest thing that's happened relating to a sneeze? We call them sneeze stories, and we want to hear yours. Valerie?
Yay.
Sneezing.
I was playing with my nephew, and we were doing Eskimo kisses, and he sneezed, and his boogers shot into my nostril.
No! What?
Yes. Yes. They shot right in there.
So now you got to sort them out. Is this yours? Is this mine? What's
You're right. You got a little sifting station. I know my boogers, and this is not my... were you guys Eskimo kissing, like, upside down?
No, like face to face, just rubbing noses, and I don't know how it happened.
Yeah, how it got
sneezed, and they just went right in there.
Jeez. It's better than in your mouth, though.
Yeah, I'll give you yes. All right,
true.
Wow.
So then you're blowing your nose, and other people's boogers are coming out.
That's true.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was possible. But it was. God,
that is just not right.
He's got to be scarred for life, or you've got to be scarred for life.
I don't think he remembers it.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely scarred.
Yeah, I would be
Normally,
too.
Normally, Steve wouldn't hang out for Mucus Talk, but he's chilling with us right now.
I'm trying.
Thank you for the call, Valerie.
Oh, man.
Shannon.
Yay.
Sneeze.
I had a date pick me up about 10 years ago, and when we were driving to dinner, he sneezed, and loogies and snot went all over the front windshield in front of him.
Jeez.
And so it made me throw up because it was so disgusting. Like, everything to get through the rest of the night to finish the date.
Oh, my God.
This is a car full of body fluids right there.
It was disgusting.
It was so it had to be a significant amount of boogers on the windshield for you to barf.
Oh, no. It was like green snot loogies on the windshield.
Okay.
Like, there we go. We've almost got Steve out of it.
Yeah, I know.
Thing in the world.
This was your first date?
It was a first date.
Yeah,
that was the first and only date we went on.
Dang it. There's no bouncing back from that.
She puked and he
pooped.
Yeah, neither one of you wants to see the other one ever again. That's awful.
No.
Thank you, Shannon.
Jeez.
Ember.
Yay.
Sneezing.
So we were at a family reunion. My cousin was probably 3 or 4 at the time, and he was just being an awful little snot. So my aunt took him in the camper and sat him at the table and told him just sit there and shut up. And he was already screaming and throwing a fit, and he sneezed, and he kept like calling my aunt, and she just kept telling him, I don't want to hear you, shut up. So finally, after he was screaming and screaming, she turned around and he busted his nose when he sneezed on the table and was just gushing everywhere.
Oh. Because
he didn't have enough head control or what? He just fully cracked his own skull open.
Yeah, he was just like 3 or 4, so he was right at that level, like right at the table. And usually in campers, you're not too far from the table when you're sitting there. And he just sneezed and hit the table.
Zunhide kid, now shut up.
Shove some popsicle sticks up there.
Guilty about it.
Wow.
That's wicked.
That's an awesome sneeze. Thank you, Ember. Lindsay.
Yay.
Sneezing.
So I'm 7 months pregnant now, and when I was about 4 or 5, I sneezed and got a cracked crotch bone.
What?
You sneezed so hard you broke your own pelvis?
Yeah, it's my third kid, so the doctor said that it'd be like a rough pregnancy, but
what?
I sneezed and it felt like my whole bottom half was just falling out real quick.
Holy!
This is normally where you snap off the scientific term for that bone. What's it called?
Oh, that's the coccyx.
Yeah,
yeah. You ruptured your.
You broke your.
Ow!
You broke your own. You didn't fall down during the sneeze. You just sneezed with such force that it broke it.
Just
day, Lindsay. And but the child's okay. Everything, you're okay. Everybody's okay.
Or? Oh, of course, the child's fine. I mean, I can't like sleep at night now because, and every time I sneeze or cough hard, it'll snap and pop really hard.
Jeez.
On the plus side, kid's just gonna slide right out when it's time.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Oh, Lindsay.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.